Mrs. Stone, a former actress who married a millionaire and is now a widow, lives in Rome. She meets Meg's childhood friend, a journalist and sharp-tongued woman. Miss Stone tried to get rid of her, but it did not work. On the terrace of the Palazzo, which rented Miss Stone, Meg told her friend that she had not managed to escape from society. Her name is rubbed by the yellow press of European capitals, and there are rumors about her relations with Italian gigolos. Miss Stone is having a nervous breakdown. She remembers her husband, a fat man. She has indoctrinated herself that she loved him. She tried to keep herself within the bounds of propriety. Mrs. Stone kept the young surgeon's business card and his picture, but she never dared to call him and make a date. The aging woman realizes that life is slipping away like water through her fingers, and she, in fact, has not yet lived. She goes out to the balcony. Under the palazzo stands a handsome man dressed as a beggar. She throws him the key.